And now, for the season finale of our two-part series. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I guess so. It's part two, guys.
Yep.
Documentaries I watched was called Princess Diana, an unlawful killing. I saw on YouTube one of the titles said it was banned in England. I don't know if that's true or not, but the French did an investigation.
Does it happen in France?
Because it happened in France. The country of England does what is called an inquest.
Okay.
So an inquest is, if someone from England dies in suspicious circumstances, they have to investigate it themselves.
So if they were to die abroad under suspicious circumstances.
Yes, as soon as the body comes back, they're supposed to investigate, right? Okay. So there was, some of this information comes from a reporter who went to the inquest, but he went to the inquest to listen to what other journalists were saying about the death, because a lot of the journalists work for companies who work for people who work for the Queen, or work, you know what I mean? Like, they're underneath the Queen. They're very loyal to the Queen. Mm-hmm. So everybody was like, it's a tragic accident. Supposedly one of the reporters from BBC fell asleep during the inquest. You know what I mean? So just keep in mind, this guy is like, it's very strange that nobody asked any questions, that people weren't even paying attention. So this is some of the information from that.
Okay.
There we go.
Is this a press conference or?
It's like, there's a coroner, called a coroner.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the judge that, they basically have, it's not a trial because nobody's there to be tried. It's basically a trial to see if it was an accident or not.
Hmm.
Right? But nobody's particularly charged with anything yet.
They're just presenting evidence about it?
Yes. To the coroner, who is a judge.
Of whether or not it was an accident.
Yes. But there is a jury who decides if it was an accident or not.
This is very strange.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. So there's a, it's a jury of like regular people.
Yeah, it's like 11 people. Yeah.
Okay, so a jury of people. The coroner is the judge.
The judge.
Who will probably make the ultimate decision of what they do from then on.
Did.
Huh?
The jury decides.
So what's the coroner there for?
Like a normal judge would be. Like in a trial.
That's the past sentencing.
Well, he's there to make sure people are following the rules, evidence is given. If there's witnesses, you're questioning the witnesses, right? You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
So just to be a ring.
Yes. Yeah, a ringmaster.
Keep everybody under control.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So as the French investigation ensued to find out what had happened, initially the paparazzi was to blame. So remember, a lot of people thought that paparazzi had followed them and basically chased them away from the Ritz Hotel.
Right, and so they were being reckless and caused the accident, is
yes.
what they said.
So 7 different media personnel were taken into custody under the accusation of causing the accident, and they were actually charged with manslaughter.
All 7?
Yes.
Wow.
So Eric Peddle, remember the guy who says he was the first eyewitness on the scene, said he saw no paparazzi near the vehicle when it entered the tunnel. When he brought forward this information, he was told, "You're lying. Like, shut up." The media was told he was a liar. So, again, his statement wasn't taken until 7 months later, right?
Hmm.
And what's he remember then? I don't know. That's not good for anything, right?
Hmm. Yeah.
We'll start with that. That's what the French investigation went on.
The paparazzi did it.
Right.
We're charging them.
Yes.
Okay.
With reckless endangerment. They caused the crash. They were in the way.
Which is a manslaughter charge.
Yes. So, they decided this basically like the day of, the next day, whatever. The tunnel was not blocked off or secured by police. It was cleaned that night and reopened to the public the next day. The next morning.
That's awfully speedy.
Like hours. Because you got to think, she didn't go to the... I mean, she left the crash site at 1:30, and there was a reporter who went down to take a look at the crash site. He said before 7 a.m., and it was cleaned and reopened to the public.
If there's a wreck on the highway, they do try and clean it up quickly. However, because it is Princess Diana, you would think they would have tried to keep the area clear and block the road.
You got it. You exactly. So... street cleaners basically sprayed the whole tunnel with detergent. The investigation by traffic police, I guess the traffic police officers that were there, I don't know what the difference is, but traffic police, they were doing an investigation, but they were basically ignored and their evidence wasn't placed into the official, like, governmental investigation, according to one documentary. So the traffic police were saying, we should have kept it open. And the public was like, why'd you close it so soon? Well, the chief investigator for France, I guess, said that they had collected enough evidence and that they didn't need to keep it open. That's why they cleaned it. Because he's like, we can't block traffic for 4 days. We have to clean it and reopen it. But a lot of people are like, yeah, but it's Princess Diana. Just like you said, they're like, you can't. What are you talking about?
My question would be, so I think the traffic police probably have jurisdiction over any, probably have to investigate any traffic-related
incidents. Yes.
And my question would be, why didn't they have the jurisdiction, unless it's a state, federal kind of thing, where they were overruled by the government?
I think they were overruled because it was, like, a death. And because it was Princess Diana. And Dodi Al-Fayed was a billionaire, you know, and his father was a billionaire in the area. So, I think they kind of took over. It's like the FBI coming in and taking over. You know what I mean?
But I guess my thing is, that's why there were two separate investigations.
Yes.
Because the traffic police
came and said, why was there an accident? Like, these are our roads, whatever. But then the government was like, oh, this is Princess Diana. We need to take over. That's how I understood it. Yeah. Just like you said.
And I would also say that the French government felt they had to blame somebody.
Yes.
They couldn't just call it a freak accident without blaming somebody because it's Princess Diana and because it's Dodi.
Yes.
They have to hold someone accountable for publicly. There has to be someone held accountable.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the paparazzi were blamed. Well, then they were released 7 days later. And instead of being charged with manslaughter, they were then charged with failure to help the victim or something like that. I don't know if that's a thing. It's France. I do not know.
I don't know what their laws are.
Something along those lines. Again, that's what one documentary said. Some other ones didn't go into that detail of what happened to them. So that's, I put that down. So there was some evidence that the Mercedes was hit by another car. So a lot of people said that these paparazzi were on scooters. So some people said they're on scooters and motorbikes. There's no way they could have caught up with her. There's no way that these paparazzi were in the tunnel at the same time that the car was.
Okay.
Because he was going so fast. So then there was evidence that they were hit by another car. So there was debris from a white Fiat Uno built between 1983 and 1987 that was discovered on the scene. So there was paint. They knew it was white because there was paint on the car that Princess Diana was in. And then the white Fiat Uno had a broken taillight, like the glass was broken and fell off, and that's how they knew what type it was, because it was like a specific type of taillight. So the investigators thought that the Mercedes was maybe going too fast, hit the white Fiat Uno, swerved into the pillar, flipped around, white Fiat Uno drove off.
So like a hit and run.
Right. Other people thought that maybe the white Fiat Uno was driven by paparazzi.
And they did it on purpose.
Hit him on purpose, accidentally hit their car, made them swerve into the pole, flip around. You know what I mean? A lot of theories going on. So, in my mind, Because what the French went with at first was, well, Mercedes going too fast, hit the white Fiat Uno, swerved into the pole, spun out. In my mind, why didn't the white Fiat Uno stop then? If it wasn't their fault. Because it's not like a hit and run, unless they're pissed off.
Or because they know it's Princess Diana and they're going to be in trouble no matter what.
True.
No matter what you say, whether it's your fault or not, you just killed Princess Diana.
That's true. You're right. That's fair. So eyewitnesses state that there were motorcycles along with a white Fiat Uno traveling along their Mercedes when it entered the tunnel, but it wasn't paparazzi. So we have stories saying it was paparazzi, it's the white Fiat Uno, it's both.
But Petal says nobody was there.
Nobody. Yeah. So, again, is he telling the truth? Is he remembering right? I mean, he said that he didn't necessarily see the crash happen. He was just first on scene and heard it. First eyewitness on scene. So, did he not see it? You know what I mean? It's a very interesting... Don't know.
I would think if he heard a crash...
Yeah.
And another car hit them, wouldn't he have heard two crashes?
Well, again, they heard that weird noise beforehand. So maybe they bumped into each other. One of the cars started making that noise. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because they also heard an implosion. I don't know what that... What does that mean? You know what I mean? Don't know what that means. Because when they say that the Mercedes hit the white Fiat Uno, it wasn't like a hard hit. It was just kind of a bump off the side, swerved into the pole. You know what I mean? Just it wasn't, like, the white Fiat Uno wasn't hurt in any way besides broken taillight. Supposedly, all of the known paparazzi in the area, like, the ones that people knew about or the investigators knew about, weren't in the area at the time, like, weren't near the tunnel. But, like, who's to say, right? So, unfortunately, the cameras that, there were cameras that when you drive into the tunnel, it takes your picture. They didn't work that night. And all the cameras, like, right before the tunnel and in the tunnel didn't work.
What a coinky dink.
So.
What a strange coinky dink.
Who knows?
Well, now I don't like it.
This photographer, this one paparazzi guy, said that he went and talked to one of the traffic police people. One of the traffic police people said, hey, you want to see something before I'm, before, like, it's gone? Like, and nobody's, like, in case something happens. And the guy's like, yeah, sure. And so the interviewer of the one documentary is like, well, what was it? And the guy said, well, it's a picture of the Mercedes as it's entering the tunnel. And you can see people in the car. And the traffic police handed it over to the French, higher up French investigators, never been seen again. But again, do you believe him? You know what I mean? Again.
Who do you believe?
Who do you believe? So was there pictures of right before it? Was there pictures not? So there's another picture that somebody brought, or I don't know who it was, and it's a picture of the front of the car before they, right before they enter the tunnel. But it's like of the car, it wouldn't be on the tunnel. It's like somebody's shooting out, like somebody's in a car in front of them taking their picture. Does that make sense? So like, but nobody knows who took that picture or where it came from. It's crazy. So anyway, let me continue.
I'll allow it.
The French investigator searched for the white Fiat Uno. He said he searched thousands of cars, never found it, okay? Some think that they might have found it, but again, like you said, since, well, like I said, since it wasn't their fault and you said they were going to be blamed for Princess Diana, that the French investigators found it, but then didn't say anything about it because they knew the person would just get hounded by everybody.
Oh, that you would be, either you deal with it quietly.
Yeah.
Or they are, you know, a riot comes to their house. And right. An angry mob. Like, I mean, really.
Exactly. So, Mohammed Al-Fayed, Dodi's father, had private investigators search for the car, and they found one that had body work done to it recently. It belonged to a man who was involved with the paparazzi, and he had ties to high royalty. So he had actually been photographing the couple on the yacht. So when they were on Dodie's yacht, days before they came back to Paris, he was there. Mm. And he had actually knew royal family members and knew some, like, rich and famous people and was kind of friends with them in a way. You know, schmoozed with them every once in a while. So he had connections. Had connections. So his name was James Anderson. Some people thought that he was working with, this goes into another thing, MI6, which is basically...
James Bond.
Yes, Britain's Secret Service.
Oh.
So some people thought that he was working for the Secret Service. So...
Who works for the Queen?
Who works for the Queen.
Oh, beans.
And he owned a white Fiat Uno, who had just had recent bodywork done to it. Huh. So, some think that he might have called Princess Diana or convinced her to go through the tunnel since they were friends. Maybe he called her and was like, I know a way to get you past all these paparazzos. Follow me. Hit them. They hit each other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the tunnel? Don't know. So, the French investigators ruled him out because they said he had receipts that he was buying petrol at the time. He had a plane ticket for the next day. That makes no sense to me. That makes him more suspicious.
Yeah.
And that his car was not in working order because he told them that his white Fiat Uno was back at his home with the tires off of it. But other people were like, that's not true. You just, like... drove it around the country taking pictures of people, right? So, who knows? Well, furthermore, he gave two different accounts of what had happened that night.
Oh, jeez.
Then his wife told one story, his son told another story, and then he told some of his friends that he was there.
Oh. What's his name?
James Anderson.
James.
Right? So, nobody knows. Like, the French were like, no, we checked it out. He wasn't there. His car wasn't in working order. It wasn't him, right? But other people were like, that doesn't make any sense to us. But anyway, in 2000, he died by suicide by setting himself on fire in his car.
What?
Now, the judge said that looked into the case said that she did not find anything suspicious. She wished she had, but she hadn't, so she had to rule it a suicide. But then, the first firefighter on the scene supposedly said that he walked up on James Anderson and saw two bullet holes in his head. So again, who do you believe? Right? Mm. Anyway.
Well, but... more women, this is a real statistic, more women attempt suicide, but more men succeed because men do so with more violent means, usually with guns.
Yes.
So, if he were to have shot himself...
Yes.
Okay, suicide.
Right.
Two bullet holes? No, probably not.
Right. Yeah, someone said, how did he shoot himself twice and then catch himself on fire? Or light himself on fire? But again, did he have the two bullet holes?
Incendiary device.
True, you're right.
From the last episode.
But, like, did he?
We don't know.
You don't know. So, the French basically said it couldn't have been him, right? Mm-hmm. And they let the paparazzi go. So, then they blamed Henri Paul, the driver. So, his blood came back with a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit in France. This was only worsened by prescription antidepressants he was on at the time, and he also had an average of 20.7% of carbon monoxide in his blood. So this combined with the speed while trying to escape the paparazzi was not a good mixture, and the French investigation ruled that Henri Paul was responsible for the crash due to gross negligence. The deaths were ruled an unlawful killings, and this was the final verdict given by the French authorities in 1999.
I'm looking at carbon monoxide poisoning. And what level?
Oh, well, I looked it up, right? And it's like 2.5% is normal.
Less than that is, yes. If you smoke, you probably have more. Headaches, slight increase in respirations and drowsiness. If you're greater than 51%, you have unconsciousness, eventual death if the victim is not removed from the source of CO2.
So, he supposedly had that, but plus, he was blasted at the time, drunk, out of his mind, 3 times the legal limit in France.
Maybe like falling over?
You would think. Plus, he was on antidepressant prescription drugs that he's not supposed to take with alcohol.
No, it causes respiratory depression.
So,
some of them.
So they basically said he was drunk out of his mind. There's no way, right? Here are some issues with the case. The story came out, the story about it being Henry Poe's fault. Supposedly, a newspaper published it before his results were even back. So everybody just ran with it.
Hmm.
Okay?
It's very Richard Jewell.
So Whittier... Oh, God, you all right? Just chug that.
We're gripping, ripping, grip baby. Gripping,
ripping, baby. So, video surveillance at the Ritz shows Henry Poe doing a number of things that would be very difficult for an insanely drunk individual to do normally, okay? So, this includes, he squats down to tie his shoes, does it perfectly, ties one, leans over, ties the other, stands back up, doesn't wobble a bit. That's hard to do sober, right? He's walking upstairs just fine. He's walking through a rotating door just fine. He's talking to people just fine. Like, you know, seems totally normal, okay? So, Trevor Rees Jones also said that he didn't notice Henry was acting strange. He said that he didn't.
And he was with him.
And he was with them, but also he was in the accident. So, does he remember right? Don't know. So, the French investigators search Henry's flat twice. So, Henry's friend who was there said that they wrote down alcohol that Henry had, but they ignored other things that he had. So, they wrote down that he had, I don't know what it was, but it's like one bottle of wine. But they wrote one bottle of wine, two bottles of this, three bottles of this, whatever. But he said, but the friend said he also had like 240 mini cans of Coca-Cola, two jugs of milk, one thing of orange juice. So his friend was like, yeah, he had all of that, but what about all the stuff? Like, it equals out when you think about it. Two bottles of wine versus all the soft drinks he had.
He stocked up on things.
Yeah, basically. This is going to go back and forth really quickly of both sides of arguments, but I'm just going to go through it to show you how insane and back and forth like this is, okay?
Okay.
So, further analysis of the levels by independent scientists or with witnesses other than French investigators was denied. The chief investigator said, I witnessed it, I was there, that's what happened, right? So, Mohammed Al-Fayed asked if he could have a witness go in, if he could have independent people go in that weren't associated with the government, they denied it. They said
For what? Into what?
To do their own analysis of Henry Poe.
Oh, okay.
Henry Poe's what? He worked with Henry Poe's family, because Henry Poe's family's like, no, like, he didn't do that. That wasn't him.
Yeah.
So, they were denied all of this. So, Mohammed Al-Fayed got four pathologists to look over the details of the autopsy, because that was all they could do at the time. Autopsy was released. They found 28 errors. Another documentary said there were over 51 errors.
Oh my gosh.
So this included that it was not timed, there was no physical description of how he was identified, and there's no explanation for the carbon monoxide. So the woman that did the autopsy was known in other cases, people thought she had covered up things in order to side with the French government. Okay.
Okay.
So, Mohammed Al-Fayed tried to help the Poe family once again, and they tried to sue in order to gain control of the samples themselves, like the samples, to see if they could run a DNA test to see if it was even Henry.
Right. Yeah. Right? I mean,
they never succeeded, never got them. The French refused to inquire about the DNA test, so there was another body in the morgue that had died of alcoholism, supposedly, right? So a lot of people think that they switched
the results.
The results.
Huh.
Right? That's why they want to do DNA tests. French said, nuh-uh, no, 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 no. Well, the person who did, or who, the two people who helped with the blood analysis, supposedly got promotions after this. And they won't speak about test results to anyone. Other evidence shows that he only had two drinks that night. He bought two drinks the whole night that he was at the Ritz. However, he did leave for some period of time and then come back. So where he went, don't know. Nobody looked into it, right? Okay. You said smoking could cause high levels of carbon monoxide. People stated that they saw him smoking cigars, so that's why...
Up to like 8 or 9% in people who smoke all the time. That's right. The highest.
That's how they explained the carbon monoxide away. Other scientists were like, there's no way.
It's not. It's too high.
Right. There's no way that that's a thing. So, but other than the cigars, the French investigators were like, didn't have anything to explain it. Right. Mm-hmm. So some scientists were like, this is baloney. Like, this isn't, can't be like a result. There's no way. 2 days before the car accident, Henry Paul was given a perfect bill of health. Because he was trying to get his flying license. So he had to get a bill of health certificate. Perfect.
It's like getting a physical.
Perfect bill of health, right? Yeah. But then the French investigators tried to say that he was an alcoholic.
He wouldn't have been able to get his perfect bill of health. They wouldn't have given him clearance to become a pilot. Mm-hmm.
Well, and if he smoked that much, he'd have the high carbon monoxide then, probably, right? And have issues.
I don't know what kind of blood work they would do.
True. I don't know. Well, anyway, the French went... I told you they investigated and they, like, found the alcohol, didn't count everything else. They went back a second time and found more alcohol that they missed the first time. Interesting, right?
I mean, they searched Richard Jewell's house on two separate occasions because they couldn't find enough evidence to say what they wanted to say.
Yes. Yeah. More stuff about Henry Paul. He had money coming in, checks, and nobody knew where they were coming from. Nobody investigated it. Okay? French or Britain didn't investigate that. They didn't look through his telephone records. And there are several times where he walked out to the back of the hotel where they were leaving from, and even at one point he waves.
We don't know who.
Nobody looks that up, okay? Nobody investigates. So just some other stuff, okay? I'm just giving out a bunch of stuff right now. I know it doesn't make sense, but I'm hoping something sticks. So,
A lot of spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah. Now that we've talked about all these blood tests, they later vanished. Can never be found. All of them. Everybody's. Mercedes, the car manufacturer, said that there are a couple things that they found very interesting. So they said that when their types of cars crash, the speedometer should go to zero. On the French investigation, they said that the speedometer was stuck at 192 kilometers per hour. And Mercedes basically was like, that's impossible, so that has to be not true. They also asked if they could do tests to try and help to determine to see what might have happened. And the French investigation was like, yes, sure, but you're not allowed to see any details about the crash whatsoever, other than what the public knows.
What?
I don't know. Thought that was very strange. Don't know. Okay. Let's see. Other fun facts. The car that was used had supposedly been stolen 3 months earlier and maybe had parts ripped out of it. It also was thought to have been crashed before and, like, rebuilt. So, I believe this was a car that the hotel used, right? Probably. It wasn't, like, Princess Diana's car. No.
It belonged to the security detail for the hotel.
Right, exactly. Some other things that were interesting. Henry Paul wasn't the normal driver that Princess Diana used. He just walked in and said that he wanted to drive. This is the car we're taking. Dodi was found with no phone, wallet, or belongings, allegedly, even though as he's walking out of the hotel, he's photographed with his cell phone in his hand. There's a lot of fishy stuff going on. But the French investigation ignored all of this, and it was basically like, Henry Paul was drunk. He crashed. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, would you let me talk? If I were the French government, even though it's wrong, I would be saying, get this over with any way you can, as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because Princess Diana died in our country, and we have to smooth things over.
Yeah.
it did not matter how.
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely, to them, it did not matter. The investigation was not, let's figure out what happened. It was, how do we get this over with?
Right.
So that we can get people to stop saying Princess Diana died in France and it makes us look bad.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, I genuinely think that that's what happened. I think that they were trying to get through it and get people to move on.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Without dragging it out in any way, shape, or form. They didn't want to draw more attention to it than already had been, and they just wanted it to be... to disappear.
Right. I agree. I agree with you.
I don't think it's right, but if you were the French government...
Yeah.
And the princess just died...
Yeah.
...in your country...
You're panicking.
And you're the one supposed to be doing an investigation...
You're panicking.
Yeah.
You're obviously panicking.
Yeah.
So, that's most all about the crash. Do we have any questions?
Did the Queen or anyone in the royal family make a statement about this?
I don't know. Prince Charles flew to get her body with Princess Di and his sisters. To bring it back. But other than that, I don't know. Don't think so.
So, do you have more about the inquest?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I'm curious about now.
So that was the French investigation. Mm-hmm. That all happened in France. So.
But again, I kind of understand. I don't think it's right, but I can understand why they'd want to be doing things not well, but quickly.
Yeah. Princess Diana, after the accident, her body was flown back to...
England.
England. Now, like I said, they're supposed to do inquest as soon as practically possible. It's an act. The Coroner's Act of 1988 states that an inquest must occur as soon as practicable. Once a body is brought back to England... if they died under strange circumstances.
Correct? So, like, ASAP.
Yes. The inquest did not start until 7 years later.
Jeez Louise.
Or more, actually. So, what I... Here's what I'll say. England said they couldn't start because France wasn't done with their investigation. Because, as you remember, France didn't come to necessarily a final verdict until 1999, or at least come to the story that they've still stuck to. Now, whether they officially closed it in 1999, I don't know. But their final story in 1999 was Henry Paul was drunk and caused the accident. Okay. So other people were very upset asking why there's no inquest. Well, a letter written to Princess Diana's butler, Paul Burrell, he brought it to light a couple years later.
After the accident.
So it was written in October of 1996. And he brought it to light because he said, well, it was private, but now that there's no inquest, I want there to be an inquest. Like, there's clear something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there an inquest? Why isn't anybody looking into this? Right? Mm-hmm. So, here's what the letter said. She has very bad handwriting, so I'll try my best.
Oh, it's from Princess Diana.
Princess Diana to Paul Burrell. I am sitting here at my desk today in October. I want someone to hug me and encourage me to keep strong and hold my head high. This particular phase in my life is the most dangerous. My husband is planning an accident in my car. Brake failure and... severe head injury in order to make the path clear for him to marry Camilla.
So yeah. She wrote a letter to her butler basically saying, I know that my husband is trying to kill me. It will be a car accident.
Yeah.
Something to do with the brakes. He's doing this so he can go ahead and marry his mistress.
Other people came out saying that she also told this to them. There's a taped phone call that came out. And you know why it was taped? Because she's being bugged by certain government agencies. We talked about this, the American Secret Service. And it came out and she had called one of her friends and basically was like, someone's going to kill me. Like, she said that. The Simmons lady said that she told her that she was going to get killed. Mm-hmm. She told, like, a bunch of people that she felt like she was going to... they're going to kill her. They're planning to kill her. Mm-hmm. So this came out. So an inquest started. Oh, her lawyer. That's what it was. So Princess Diana's lawyer had notes of a conversation that him and Princess Diana had that stated that she thought the royal family was going to kill her in a car accident. So he turned these in. He also turned these in. So after he saw that this guy sent this letter or published this letter, he sent these in and said, I have evidence of this too. He turned these in to the police chief in Britain. Well, the police chief in Britain didn't show it to anybody. And then the police chief after him also didn't show it to anybody.
Oh, geez.
So it was hidden for about 6 years. This is against the law, just so we all know.
Oh, it's obstruction.
Okay, yeah. So, this was during the inquest. They were asked why they hid it, and the police chief got very upset and was basically like, how dare you accuse me of this? This is the utmost insult. Blah, 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 blah. Even though he hid it from them. So, whatever. So, other interesting things about the inquest. The head of the Secret Service, Sir Richard Dearlove, said that MI6 hadn't killed anyone in over 50 years.
Lies.
Yes.
Lies you tell. I've watched James Bond, so have you.
So a former agent, Richard Tomlinson, contradicted this. He stated that he saw a plan to kill a Serbian leader in a car crash by flashing bright light in their eyes.
Huh.
What did they see in the tunnel?
A bright light.
Interesting, isn't it? That's basically everything. They decided, the jury, at the inquest, all this information came out, right? So they're asking all these questions about, have you killed anyone, about all the paperwork that had gone missing, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. And the judge the whole time was pretty much like, this is nonsense. Conspiracy theories hold nothing in this court. This is ridiculous. You know, kind of shooing it under the rug, right? Mm-hmm. The jury came back, okay? And again, we have to remember that this guy in the documentary, the one journalist, says that nobody asked any questions. The media didn't ask any questions. And they ran with it. That was just a tragic accident.
The media.
The media did. Mm-hmm. So he and this documentary guy said the jury came back 7 days later. So it was like over a week. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the journalists were like, why is it taking so long? Like, it's an accident, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they came back 7 days later and basically said that it was an unlawful killing by reckless drivers because they believed that there was either people on motorcycles or a white Fiat or both. Mm-hmm. But the media immediately published tragic accident caused by paparazzi.
But that's not what they said.
But that's not what the official statement was. Hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So nobody ever questioned it. Because the guy interviewed people and he said, well, what do you think the official ruling was? And they're like, oh, it was an accident caused by paparazzi. And he's like, actually, it just says unlawful killing by another by drivers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into the conspiracy theories. Finally. We're 2 hours in. I'm so sorry.
I told you this was going to be at least a two-part
episode. I'm sorry.
I'm not upset about it. I just told you it would be. Okay. And you're like, no, it's not going to be two parts.
Any questions? Does all that make sense? Does it make sense?
Can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Yeah.
Because I have always thought this was a government cover-up. I don't know a lot about it, but I know that it is, in my heart. Devil's advocate, though, like I said, France wants to get done as quickly as possible because they don't want their name on this anymore.
Yeah.
Great Britain doesn't want to step on France's toes. It was in their country.
Yeah.
It was in their country. When they give us their report, then we'll go ahead and start. But also, why would our government contradict their government when it happened in their country? That's not the thing that let me finish. This is devil's advocate. Devil's advocate. Yeah, remember. Yeah. Mm. The royal family and Great Britain, not Great Britain, England as a whole would most likely not want to stir things up with France over this.
Yes, I agree with that. However, my mind goes to, you could still say that it was Henri Paul, because we'll get into the conspiracy theories. My mind goes to, why didn't England go into more background detail of these people? Because if you look at some of these people, all of them have ties to the government. And of course that's why they didn't, because if the government did it, they don't want to say that the queen ordered an assassination of Princess Diana. But, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They clearly kind of went with France. And I don't think France had the option to question people, higher up people in England. Like, there's no way. But England had that opportunity. Obviously, they're not going to, because it's the queen.
Well, no, because you'd have to go all the way to the top.
Right.
Then you're not...
the queen.
Who's gonna... I'm sorry.
The queen.
Time out. You're gonna sit down with the lizard queen herself and ask her if she had plans to have the princess killed.
Yeah.
No.
I got you.
No one's gonna do that.
Yeah.
She is, whether anyone likes it or not, above the law.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
It sucks, but it's
yeah. True. Well, that's why nothing happened. That's why nothing came of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
But go ahead, conspiracy theories. I'm just glad we're all on the same page that this happened, because
there's three. I'll do shortest to longest, okay? Shortest. Some people think that maybe rivals of Dodi's father were actually after Dodi and not Princess Diana. Mm. And they used Princess Diana's death as like a smokescreen, right? Right?
It's a good one.
Yeah, so maybe. But then some people argue that, well, it put more light on the accident because she was there. But then others are like, yeah, but you don't hear about Dodi.
No. No,
when I didn't talk know about
who
it.
He was until we
exactly.
started
exactly. So they're like, all you know is about Princess Diana. So really, it would have been a pretty good idea, right? That was one. Not a oh, lot, yeah, not a lot only, to back it up, I guess, but...
You only look at why was she targeted. No right. one's going to take the time to look at him.
Exactly. So, second conspiracy theory. Did Princess Diana stage her own death? So... I'm going to say why people think this, and then we're going to do a couple two and pros and cons for this theory. Some believe that Princess Diana was fed up with the intrusion into her private life that the media caused. She made several speeches that I talked about before about how the media was overrunning her life. It was just too much. She was like, you guys are ridiculous. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? This overbearing attack by the media may have placed an idea in her head to fake her own death. So, she also, people who think this might be true, she, after the divorce, said she didn't want any royal bodyguards. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, she was walking around a lot by herself or with one bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, people thought that was interesting. So, did she fake her own death? Did she have to get rid of them in order to fake her own death?
Maybe.
So, but this kind of ties into, because Trevor Rees-Jones was her bodyguard, and a lot of people were like, which I don't really understand this, but they're like, well, he survived the car crash. So, was it as, like, were they really in there? You know what I mean? Kind of thing. But also, he had a seat, he probably had a seatbelt on, mm-hmm. is what I'm thinking. So other people say Henri Paul was not the usual driver that escorted her in her travels, and she had changed bodyguards, right? So maybe they knew of her plans?
These two or the real ones?
These two.
Maybe.
And she trusted them more because Henri Paul worked for Dodi, right? Maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know. Furthermore, 2 days before the incident occurring, Princess Diana reportedly informed the Daily Mail that she was going to, quote, slip away from public life.
Hmm.
Yep. So people also think that maybe it was set up and maybe it wasn't Henry Paul. And that's why his blood alcohol level was so strange. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they also think, well, why did she take so long to get to the hospital? Maybe they
switched.
Did a little switcheroo.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I mean, Dodie's father's a billionaire.
It wouldn't be hard for them. They'd have the resources to do it.
Yep.
And if he's a billionaire. Billionaire? Millionaire.
Oh, billionaire.
You pay me a couple $100,000.
I'll be quiet forever.
I will never say a word.
Nope.
Not a word.
Nope. So, I mean, I'd like to believe that one, because that'd be nice. She goes off to live with Dodie in Miami or whatever. They're going to buy a condo somewhere.
Yeah, but do you think that the kids know?
That would be sad.
My thing is, I don't think she'd leave her kids.
That's true. No, you're right. That's fair. That's fair. Maybe they do know. Oh, God. No, okay. Third and final. Did MI6 cause the accident? Mm. Was this set up by the royal family?
I mean, that's what... That is the one that you're led to suspect.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. So a lot of people believe that the royal family thought Princess Diana was a threat to the stability of the empire. Everybody loved her. She even said that they thought she was a threat, right? She was speaking out against them. Harshly, very harshly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she was dating Dodie. Okay, this takes a weird turn. However, there's evidence that some members of the royal family might have been friends with Nazis.
Oh.
So, a lot of people think that the royal family is racist. Please don't ban me from England.
Oh, no.
So some people think that they were mad that she was dating
an Egyptian
man, and some people thought that she might have been pregnant. So, oh my God, now, you know, they're a part of the royal family, technically. Kind of, right?
They're associated.
Step half. What would they be to William and Harry?
Oh, no, it's the Dodie would end up being their stepdad if they're married.
So a lot of people think that they didn't like that idea, right? And that combined with Prince Charles wanted to marry Camilla, and when was the right time to do this? We don't know. You know, so they just... kind of, whatever. So, MI6 were accused of bugging Princess Diana numerous times. So, they know where she is, probably what she was doing. Her bodyguard had a background that kind of pointed that he was working with or used to work with MI6.
Hmm.
And he was the only one that survived. Henry Paul was thought that those secret checks that were being given to him, right, that nobody knew where they were coming from and nobody looked into it.
Government's paying
were because
for the queen.
He was giving information to the royal family or to MI6 and to the French government. Some people also thought that the owner of the white Fiat, James Anderson, worked for MI6 or was an informant for MI6. He had a lot of ties with people who were famous. So all these people that were surrounding her that week were potentially involved with the government in some way or another, right? And so if Henry Paul was an informant, if, you know, this passenger, maybe they were trying to kill Trevor too, was an informant, was their plan to have this James guy in the white Fiat Uno call them and say, follow me through the tunnel, I'll get you out of here. crash happens. They think everyone's going to die. Trevor survives. Okay, he won't say anything. This James Anderson guy survives, right? But then he catches himself on fire. You know what I mean? So a lot of people believe that it could, you know, this, is this what happened? Now, Richard Tomlinson, again, this guy who was a former, he used to work for MI6, okay, and said, like, it's total bullshit that the one guy says that we've never killed anybody, which they later came out and said that they have killed people. Anyway, doesn't matter. Well, he claimed that he knew that they were following her for some time, and he swore that MI6 was responsible, but then he later...
like
he retracted his statement and said, I must have remembered wrong.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Well, but then arguments against this were when Princess Diana's body came back to Britain, they did a, I guess, another autopsy on her. Or, and they said they didn't fully embalm her. They did like a half embalmment. So if you do a full embalmment, the guy explained you inject the stuff into them and it goes all over and it basically goes in all your organs and you can't, like, you can't do any like forensic work after that on it. Like, it doesn't work. Well, they said that instead they did a half embalmment, which is where they put the fluid in cotton and then they basically pack the body with that. And he said that there's no way that it, with a half embalmment, that it would have gone to all of her organs. So, like, her uterus would have still been intact. And he said that there was no signs of her pregnancy. But again, he works for the government. And a lot of these people, including him, I believe, a lot of these people, suspiciously, remember, some of them got promotions. And other than others were knighted and or pronounced lords by the queen.
Okay. Can I play devil's advocate again?
So.
Just again, just like. For a second.
Yep.
I'm on the conspiracy train, right? Like, choo-choo.
Choo-choo. We're going along.
I'm there. Devil's advocate.
Okay. I don't like it when you play this one.
But I'm gonna.
Okay. I'm ready.
Cut it out later if you don't like it. What I'm saying is, by the nature of her position in society, she would have people around her who were involved in the government, coincidentally or not. I would almost
but
want...
But she didn't mean to.
I know. But... But...
I'm listening.
Because of her position in society, it's nearly unavoidable. And...
So you're just saying it's a coincidence that they all worked for...
No! I'm saying... I'm playing devil's advocate.
Also, yeah, but you...
Just because it wasn't in your uterus doesn't mean it wasn't an ectopic pregnancy. That's not part of what I'm saying.
That's not difficult, that devil's advocate.
That's not the technical side. That's the crack.
I've talked a lot. I'm getting tired. No, but she... But going against your point, just really quick, she fired all of her royal bodyguards... Right? And these people didn't officially work for MI6.
Okay.
She didn't know they worked for the government.
Are we going to have a fight?
No, go ahead.
She had to give up the title of Her Royal Highness, so she may have been like, okay, well then I don't take royal bodyguards. Like, I can't do
yeah,
that.
But
then.
Also, if none of the family members like them and you were receiving death threats, I'd get rid of them too.
Oh, I would too. But that doesn't mean that you don't want somebody of a high enough level that may have been involved with MI6.
Yeah, but she got this guy as like a independent bodyguard. He's an independent contractor, Whitney.
If Liam Neeson showed up at the door.
Where are you going
said,
with this? Come with me. I'd say yes. I'd say bye. I'll change my name.
He's knocking.
I'm opening the door. Creak.
I have a very particular set of skills. I can be your bodyguard at all costs. But I also have worked for the government before.
Well, first I'd make him take a lie detector test.
Liam Neeson, no. He's walking away. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You ruined your chance.
I'll just, you know.
What I was trying to say was that I think that this was such a high, such a high profile thing that most people involved, if I were the queen, I would be, as a thank you for working on behalf of the family.
Yeah.
Here are some thank yous in the ways of promotions and knighthoods and things.
Sure. That makes sense, that it makes me angry.
It makes me mad too, but think about
also,
it.
But it's also like...
Like, you
the
suck.
The public knows, like, not all information is out. You can be a knight. Though. Huh? Huh?
Like, you suck, but you can be a knight. Because you worked on this case.
I guess.
And now your name and your position are associated with Princess Diana.
I guess.
And therefore you're associated with the royal family. So therefore, if we need to look good, so you gotta look good.
Yeah, but at the same time, now, like, probably half the country or over half the country thinks that they lied. Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Would you want to be knighted by Queen?
Yes, because she's also a lizard overlord.
No, Queen, the band.
Yes, absolutely. Because Adam Lambert the lead singer now?
Yeah, some people are not happy about that.
We're
off task. Anyway. Yes, I get what you're saying, absolutely. However, in some ways it makes him look good, but in some ways it makes him look bad, because a lot of the public think they're hiding information. And so for her to knight them or whatever, the public is now pissed because they're like, they're obviously hiding something, and she's just giving them these promotions because she told them to hide it, and they did.
Did anybody get knighted when JFK died?
We don't do that.
No, but I feel like the government probably had a hand in that too.
Oh God.
What I'm saying is,
Pushka lady.
What I'm saying is,
I get what you're saying.
It's a conspiracy. Something here happened. That the investigation.
Something happened, guys.
I can guarantee something happened.
Oh no.
But what I'm saying is, I'm very tired.
I know, it's a lot. I apologize.
This is a lot to process. I have always and always will believe that someone had her killed.
Yeah.
Or it was planned. This was planned either by somebody to have her killed or by her to slip away.
Yeah.
This was not an accident.
No.
This was an accident. It was the biggest coincidence that ever there was.
Yeah, that is true. That
ever,
right there is
ever
true.
A clunky dink there was.
Yep.
This is one because.
Okay, final thoughts. Here's what I think happened. Okay. Let's short version. They wanted her killed. She knew that. She's trying to get away from them. Just so happens that everyone around her now has been paid to be an informant. So mm-hmm. they know her every single move. Right? Henry Paul comes in. Last minute says, I'll drive you. I'll take you to your flat. He starts driving and says, oh, we're going to go a different way, right? Or the James guy
right.
calls them and says, come a different way. They start to go a different way, correct? So then what I'm thinking, if there is motorcycles involved that were not paparazzi and the white Fiat Uno, okay? They somehow boxed them in, right? So they had to go through the tunnel, or we're going a certain speed. We're trying not to hit anybody, correct? Flash happens. A lot of people saw a flash. Big light, maybe from one of them in front, right? Henry Paul can't see anything. Loses
camera
control.
Flash. You don't
camera
know.
Flash, something. Loses control. Hits the white Fiat, maybe on accident. Maybe the James guy was trying to do the flash, right, to throw him off. He hits the white Fiat Uno. Crash happens, correct?
Or he's trying to take a picture.
Or it was paparazzi. He is trying to take a picture. Okay? So then Investigation happens, all hush-hush, all very hush-hush. Because if you go in depth, you're going to dig out some secrets that the royal family doesn't want you to dig out.
Like the fact that she's a lizard queen.
Exactly. So paparazzi gets blamed at first. Henry Paul gets blamed because that's easiest. Makes sense. Were the blood tests real or not? Don't know. Were they paid off? Don't know. We'll never know. Blood's gone. Who knows? Then James maybe felt guilty.
Oh, I definitely think if he did kill himself, it's because he felt guilty about what happened.
Maybe felt guilty and he killed himself. Maybe he was going to come out with some information that some certain people didn't want him to.
And so they had him killed.
And so they had him killed.
A lot easier to kill one person than a car full of people.
That is my final thoughts. I did have some nice things to end on, though. What do you think?
You don't want to hear my final thoughts?
What are your final thoughts?
Something happened. Oh, boy. For as high profile as this case was, it was handled very poorly.
Yes.
Not even in, like, an O.J. Simpson kind of way where, like, there was an actual trial.
Yeah.
And evidence and, I think that it was handled. There was corruption and it was handled poorly.
Yes.
And the combination of everything.
Yes.
Was very unfortunate.
Yes.
Unless they were to go, it might not be until, honestly, after the Queen passes that there's ever an investigation allowed.
Yeah. Well, it's also, maybe it wasn't handled necessarily poorly. Maybe it was. French is like, oh, let's investigate this guy's background. England blocked, can't. Why do you need to look into his background? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, let's go look into Princess Diana's phone calls. Blocked. We don't want you to see who she... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So who knows if it's like, well, everything's redacted because you can't see who this is from.
And they could have been protecting themselves. They could have been protecting her. We don't know what her actual background was.
Yeah.
If she was dating Dodie, if she was dating someone else.
Yeah.
You know, the royal family wants to hold a certain image.
Yeah.
And whenever they say she was a threat to that, she was changing so many things so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think Meghan and Kate have her to thank for a lot of the freedoms that they have. Mm-hmm. However, she was, in the eyes of the traditional royal family, a loose cannon.
Yeah.
They had no way of controlling her, and they knew she had the people on her side.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole situation spiraled out of control.
Yes.
And who knows what actually happened, but in the end, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Because she was a kind person with a good heart.
Yeah.
And thankfully, even though, you know, this was a tragedy, her children are picking up in the ways of, you know, following her as a pioneer for women in the royal family, picking up the charities that she was part of, and trying to live among regular people in this whole solidarity thing in a way of that the royal family wouldn't have done previously.
Yeah, that's true.
She still changed the way that family works and the way that they will forever be seen.
Yeah.
Whether the Queen likes that
or not. Right, exactly. Yeah, my final statement is, like, Princess Diana is remembered as the patron of the United Kingdom's National AIDS Trust and several other charitable efforts. She's credited by many with modernizing the royal family and the relations with the public. And she will truly always be remembered as a princess for the people's hearts.
People's princess.
The people's princess.
I honestly didn't know a lot before you started this story, other than there was a car accident, pretty sure the royal family did it, and that she was the people's princess.
I watched a documentary, a long, long time ago. Don't ask me where, okay? Probably YouTube. I don't know where I get this stuff from. And so I knew about the ambulance ride, right? And I knew about the boyfriend. But I forgot a lot of it. But, so, sorry that was so long. Do you think this story will keep you up at night? Or are you going to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
I think that it's disturbing that a family who has no political power, mm-hmm. had the power to manipulate the situation one way or another.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a situation we know about.
Yeah.
Who knows what else we don't know about.
True. And that goes for every government, I guess.
Absolutely. But they're not supposed to be part of the government. So what mm-hmm. checks and balances do they actually have?
Yeah.
Because as far as this is concerned, they have none.
Mm-hmm.
They're not supposed to have power, but who's doing the checks and balances on them?
Right. Right. I totally agree.
And so it's sad because I think that it was, we were little when this would have all happened, and I don't think
I would have been one.
Yeah, and I would have been like four. Yeah. No, that's not true.
It's August.
Three. So in my mind, it's, you, this is somebody we probably would have looked up to.
Yeah. I mean, looking at her fashion choices, let me tell you, inspirational.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, she's a, if you're into the whole girl power thing, yeah. she is an icon.
Oh, and an icon for, like we said before, different. She's a pioneer in many things because, like, the landmine thing, she was just fearless. Shaking the hand, of the HIV positive person when people were like, "Oh my God, you could get it." You know what I mean?
Because they didn't understand. They didn't understand it. Right? She didn't care.
And she's like, "It's fine." She's like, "They deserve some support, so I'm gonna give it to them." So yeah, that's true. Thank you for staying this long. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm not. I think this is a really good story.
I hope it makes sense.
You worked really hard putting this together.
I'm obsessed with this story. Like, I can't... I don't know what it is. Like, this story and, like, Nancy Kerrigan. Obsessed. I can't get enough of it. I don't know why. Like, maybe it's because the women involved. Like, I'm just obsessed with it. I can't help it.
I mean, like I said, I think if we were old enough to understand who she was at the time, it would have been somebody that we looked up to. And she's a role model for girls and every community, not just like young girls. She was a role model for everyone. Yeah. And I think that's what made her powerful.
Yeah. And that's what she says. She was strong. And that's why people were afraid of her. Mm-hmm. And her interviews, like, I don't even do them justice. She speaks like so perfectly. And she just...
eloquently.
Even when she's... talking shit on the royal family. It's just so beautifully, you know what I mean?
Beautiful shit.
It's just the way it comes out of her mouth. I'm just like, how could anybody be offended by what you're saying? Even though it's so terrible. Like, she just sounds so smart all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, she's thinking about what she wants to say. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
She could have been president.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd have voted for her.
I don't think she'd want to.
No, I think that was part of the problem, too. I think she enjoyed... the people she could help with her position. But I don't think she wanted the popularity that went along
That's
with
true.
It.
Yeah, I agree.
She actually wanted it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I have a lot of resources. And so I will post those along with the names of the documentaries that I watched and a book that I did not read. There are several books out there if you want to. I'll post that to our website, buginarug.podbean.com. I'll post pictures on Facebook. Just search Bug in a Rug. I'll post pictures on maybe Twitter. I'll post them definitely on Instagram at BIAR Podcast on both of those. Reach out to us, BIARpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think happened because, again, I'm obsessed with this. I don't know who else is obsessed with this story. I've been texting Jack about it. That's the only thing I've been talking about to him. To the point where I was like, I am very sorry that I literally can't stop talking. I don't know how much he knows about it, but he always is on the side of conspiracy theory, but that's mostly because he's like, oh yeah, totally conspiracy theory. So is it a joke? I don't know. You know. But anyway, please reach out to us. Let us know what you think. If you rate us, you can still get a sticker.
Free stickers.
Free stickers. Rate us on iTunes
for
or Facebook.
For the people. We're the people's podcast.
I don't know if everybody would agree with that. But let me know what you think. Is the Queen a lizard person?
That's a different episode.
Did she kill Princess Diana? Will I be banned from England for talking about this? And saying that the lizard queen killed Princess Diana?
Good news is, Brexit.
What was that? They'll be worried about other stuff?
You won't be banned from the entire EU.
Nice.
I don't know. Brexit's a whole other thing that no one understands.
I don't understand it. I don't know anything about it.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, you guys. Thank you, Caitlin, for putting together this podcast episode.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we hope that it doesn't keep you up at night too much.
Mm-hmm. If it does, message me. I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
She'll probably be up too.
I'll probably be up watching another documentary on it.
But we hope you're still able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug.
Signing off, I'm Caitlin.
I'm Whitney.
Bye.
Sleep tight.